got a Cowboys-Vikings game tomorrow at the Death Star, preseason game number 3. And joining us now on the ticket hotline to talk about that, the preseason, the regular season, and more is Cowboys owner and GM Jerry Jones. Good morning, Jerry.
Good morning. Good morning to you guys. I just want to tell you, I know that I have not said this enough, and I want to express my appreciation to you guys. I've really enjoyed doing all these shows with y'all. I consider you part of the good media. You're not that sandbag and surprise attack media like they got at Univision.
Right.
You're always on the up and up with me, and I just really appreciate our relationship.
Wow. Thank you very much.
I guess we do, too. Thank yeah, it's been a good relationship.
It has been fun. It has been fun.
So what should we expect this weekend in preseason game number 3?
Well, hopefully more than you got in that San Francisco game.
Yeah.
That one really troubled me, I have to confess. I thought we were going to really look good here towards the end of training camp, and we still have one more game to get that done. Two more games. I'm hearing from my assistant right now.
Yeah, you have two more preseason games.
Right. So I'm hoping to go 1-1 there, at least.
Yeah.
But before the San Francisco game, as a matter of fact, before the season, I mean the preseason, I predicted that this team will go underdefeated at 12-4.
Underdefeated.
Underdefeated.
Of course, I was so confident in that. I went to Vegas, and I bet some very big stakes that we would win the Super Bowl. I bet Roosevelt's life that we would win the Super Bowl.
Oh, gosh.
You can
do that.
You can bet that in Vegas?
Of course I can. Yes, I can do that, and I did do that. And that was when I thought we were getting Adrian Peterson. So we're busy right now planning Roosevelt's service. It's going to be a good one. It's going to be a good one. And losing Orlando Scandrick hurts us a little bit. That troubles me.
Yeah, sure.
It hurts, but not as much as it hurts having Jerry Jr. as a son.
Okay, oh, now
leave him alone.
Really his mama making you put him on the payroll.
Well, Jerry, I know we've had a great relationship over the years, and we appreciate
the
comments earlier. I do want to bring something up, though. You know, the whole Ashley Madison scandal and the hackers exposing the Ashley Madison subscribers and the accounts, and there was one account released, and a lot
We're
of people
short on time.
No,
here,
actually, so. Jerry, we've got plenty of time. A lot of people think that this could be your account, and I just want to go through the facts of this one account that was released. It was
I have a meeting.
Jerry, it was registered under the email address Jerry3rings@silverandblue.com.
I don't know that. I use that account occasionally for bill pay and stuff like that. But,
bill paying.
But I don't have an email account.
Well, on the Ashley Madison profile page, using that email, they list fetishes, mascot costumes, Asian foot fetish.
Oh, my God.
Prefer bikini areas shaved into giant star shape.
That is true.
Big old fake boobs and head pushing.
Okay, I don't know where you're getting this information, but I'm offended at the accusations.
Also listed, favorite meeting places, strip club restrooms, restrooms in general, NFL owner's suite, different NFL owner's suite, servants' quarters of Highland Park Mansion, private Gulfstream jet, unnamed NFL team party bus, and anywhere my crotch happens to be.
How could this possibly be me? There's nothing in there
I don't know.
Could even suggest that would be me.
Well, what about this preferred meeting place, anywhere Gene isn't? It certainly sounds like it could be your profile.
I have no idea what you're talking about. This could be anyone.
And under turnoffs on the profile, it lists girls with lawyers, people who have been married to me for a long time, Jimmy Johnson, 8 and 8, camera phones, ESPN investigative reporters, Dan Snyder, reversed calls in playoff games, Jerry Jr. being forced to wear pants because of recovering from hip surgery, and Sky Mirror.
These are generic things that all guys have in common. This is not me.
You are claiming this is not your Ashley Madison account.
I am claiming that this is not the time to talk about such things. I deny these accusations. And, Gene, if you're listening, go ahead and just get into that wine early, because we're going to have a long talk later tonight.
Oh, jeez. All right, well, good luck this weekend, Jerry.
Good morning to you, sandbagging Univisioners.
All right, see ya. That's the fake Jerry with us. It's 847.